Welcome to the Big Dave Podcast.
Sometimes Mondays, you know, the thought of them just kind of stinks. And we get up in the morning, we're like, oh, it's Monday. And then we go, oh, wait, but John Matarese comes in on Monday.
It's a
Matarese Monday from Channel 9 WCPO. Here he is, the man who will be living and breathing Black Friday here soon.
I know. We're about 5 weeks away. I'm counting the days. And I tell you, one popular store Black Friday, Toys R Us. It is every year. It opens like at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Unfortunately, on Thanksgiving. Yeah. But a lot of people this year are a little bit concerned about Toys R Us because it filed bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
You might have heard it filed bankruptcy a month ago, and Babies R Us too. And people are like, whoa, bankruptcy, because, I mean, moms everywhere use Babies R Us for their bridal registry, baby registry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's where when you have a baby, you set up a registry and people go there and mm-hmm. they get you all that cool stuff.
That's
for the
only reason why I go to that store anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody's
to pick up something.
Somebody's having a baby. And now people are concerned, like, well, what about the registry? What about the gift cards? What about layaway? What do I do? And the bottom line is here, for this holiday season, they're fine. For this holiday season, no problems at all. They say all stores remain open through the holidays. Mm-hmm. They'll reassess in January if they might close a few. But all stores will remain open. They've got the layaway, the gift cards, the baby registry. The only thing I would be careful with is if you buy a gift card, don't tuck that sucker away for a year.
Use it or lose it.
Yeah, use it. With any gift card especially. But with this one, yeah, you get a Toys R Us gift card, and kids all do for Christmas. We still have them laying around the house. I mean, you'll open a drawer somewhere in the kitchen, and there's some $25 Toys R Us gift card.
It probably has $2 left on it.
Yeah, my kid got for his birthday like 5 years ago.
Last year, my kids got each a couple of Toys R Us gift cards, and I remember we went out to the one in Florence, and I was in there with them, because that was the whole point, for them to get to spend their gift cards. It took them like 2 hours. I was like, will you just pick out something and just let's go, please? I'm so tired.
But there's so much to choose from.
It's a toy store.
But I would use those sooner rather than later. Other than that, you're okay. And have you heard of what they're doing with the stores, what they're planning for next year to do with the stores? They're going to try to turn them into like virtual reality showrooms.
What?
So it'll be all that new, you know, VR stuff, the headsets that you put on.
Yeah.
It's going to be a real place for kids to try stuff out. That's cool.
Cool.
Because that'll get you to want to go into the store. If you get to try out, you know, sit in one of those big leather recliners.
And try that stuff
out.
And
try that, to put that on your head and try it all out. I think that would be really neat, rather than just walking down aisles filled with toys.
And if you buy some Play-Doh on the way out the door, nobody's hurting.
Yep,
right?
Exactly. So hopefully they'll do okay. That's one store you don't want to see them go out of business. Right. You just don't want to see them go out of business.
No.
So hopefully they'll be okay. Hey, later on today on 9 on Your Side, a popular SUV reporting exhaust fumes coming in the SUV while people drive.
Ooh.
There's actually an investigation going on. We're going to look at that later today, so you don't waste your money.
This is the Big Dave Podcast. More of the Big Dave Podcast.
It's Chelsea's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Can somebody take her down?
And Trish from Trenton is here. Do they call you Trenton, Trish?
No.
You wish they did, though, didn't you?
Yeah.
No, you don't. Trish, hey, how do you normally do when you take on Chelsea in the car?
Maybe two or three.
But are you a big Disney movie fan?
I am.
Because today is Disney Day. It's Walt Disney's Cartoon Studios, founded on this date in 1923. Are you ready to take her on?
Yes.
All right, here we go. We're going to get Chelsea out of the room and find out. Did you hear the College of Hollywood Knowledge cheat sheet Friday afternoon with Amanda and Jesse?
No.
Okay, hope you don't need them. Here we got 5 pop culture questions. Trish, you get more right than Chelsea, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. All ties go to Chelsea. Overall record of 554 wins against 6 losses, a 200 game winning streak. You're playing for $100 of her money. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Here you go. The last Disney animated movie to be released was Moana. That featured the voice of Dwayne Johnson as a shape-shifting demigod named what?
Maui.
Question number 2. The first animated movie by Disney was 1937's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. In Shrek the Third, Snow White was voiced by this Parks and Recreation actress. Who is she?
Oh, I don't know.
All right, question number 3. In 2000, Disney released its 40th animated film. It featured the voices of John Goodman, Patrick Warburton, David Spade, and Eartha Kitt as Yzma. What was it called?
Oh, Finding Nemo, maybe.
Question number four. The next Disney animated film will be its 57th and will be called Ralph Breaks the Internet, Wreck-It Ralph 2. This stepbrother's actor will again be supplying the voice of Ralph. Who is he?
Oh, my gosh. I know this. Oh, I don't know that one either. I know it, but I can't think of the guy's name.
That's all right. Here we go. 1951's Alice in Wonderland was the 13th animated Disney movie. In the 2010 live-action version, what actress played the Red Queen?
I don't know that one either.
All right. They're tough today. Let's get horrible. Chelsea back in here. Find out how Trent and Trish did today. Stat, what's the damage over there?
Swish, swish, tish. Only got one right today.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to give Chelsea the same questions and wish you good luck. Okay, Trish?
All right, thanks.
All right, Chelsea, here we go. The last Disney animated movie to be released was Moana, that featured the voice of Dwayne Johnson as a shape-shifting demigod named what?
Maui.
We're tied at one.
Question number two. The first animated movie by Disney was 1937's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. In Shrek the Third, Snow White was voiced by this Parks and Recreation actress. Who is she?
Oh, it was Amy Poehler, I think.
Woo, 2-1.
Question number three. In 2000, Disney released its 40th animated film. It featured the voices of John Goodman, Patrick Warburton, David Spade, and Eartha Kitt as Yzma. What was it called?
As Yzma. The Jungle Book?
No, not Finding Nemo. It was The Emperor's New Groove.
My kids love that movie, too. The next Disney animated film will be its 57th and will be called Ralph Breaks the Internet, Wreck-It Ralph 2. This stepbrother's actor will again be supplying the voice of Ralph. Who is he?
Oh, my goodness. And I've seen this movie a kajillion times, and I'm totally... It's initials, too. His name's like starts with initials. I'm drawing a blank.
John C. Riley.
Yes,
oh,
C.
Man.
Yeah, wow.
Whoa, oh, my goodness. I'm doing awful for Disney Day.
Yeah. Final question. 1951's Alice in Wonderland was the 13th animated Disney movie. In the 2010 live-action version, what actress played the Red Queen?
Helena Bonham Carter.
Wow, you got back on track at the end, but, oh, Trish.
3-1.
She was so vulnerable today.
Oh. I cannot believe I didn't get Nancy Riley. Well, I'm glad my kids aren't listening.
Yeah, really. Better take that walk of shame, young lady.
I'm Trish, and I just flunked out at Chelsea's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
There you go, Trish.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast. B105.com.